How did you feel when Ben Affleck called you, to start off with?
Well, I think that was a very positive response to some reservations, if I can put it that way, about some of the Canadian viewers concerning the emphasis on the CIA rather than the dual role that they played with Canadians.
And what did he say to you? I mean, taking into account that, you know, no one ever said that this was an accurate story, that it was fiction, but how did he present himself?
Well, he said he wanted to be, he realizes the importance of the Canadian involvement and wanted to be sure that we saw it put forward fairly. The bulk of the movie, of course, was set, so there's not a lot there. But I think the narrative surrounding it, the change in the caption at the end, the commentary that Pat and I did with Ben Affleck after for the DVD, and also the surrounding news and publicity about it, puts the Canadian role in the proper perspective, or at least a better perspective.
Can you share with us what you and Pat talked to him about in terms of the...
Well, yeah, we talked about really it was generally the what's it like in a country where there's a revolution, and also what's it like when an embassy's taken over. And I think that's, to a large extent, one of the values of the movie, particularly for U.S. audiences or countries who have diplomatic posts abroad. Mm. But today, diplomacy is a high-risk game, and yet at the same time, in a troubled, tumultuous area, it's important for a country to have a listening post, to have a presence. You don't want to be seen as abdicating whatever you want to contribute.
Do you think as a result of that conversation that the alterations are going to reflect that, what you just said?
I think the movie, the viewer certainly gains the impression that lives are at stake and that you're attempting to create a good relationship between the host country and your own embassy. But during a revolution or during when people feel strongly in a contrary view, say, to a Western view, you can have pandemonium and riots, chaos, and have a very tragic ending, like in Benghazi, with the U.S. ambassador and his three colleagues.
Ken, remind us, if you will, there's a whole generation listening to us on the radio and online who are not familiar with the details of 79. And, you know, might see this movie because it is very powerful. Can you remind us of the facts? Just share with us.
Yeah, sure, by all means. After the Ayatollah Khomeini took over, the city was essentially lawless. Some young Iranians thought that the Shah was going to be brought back through the auspices of the U.S. and took over the U.S. embassy and held the diplomats prisoner. Six got out the side door and stayed with us. And they didn't have another refuge. We then worked with the CIA under other devious means, that is, they were disguised as Canadians, to leave the country as a movie crew. And it worked out successfully. Unfortunately, the other U.S. diplomats in the compound were there 444 days before, after negotiation, were allowed to leave.
But you got them out. You bought the tickets. You put them on the plane. You got them home. You took the credit, and you were celebrated throughout the United States for the role that you and Canada, including Joe Clark and Flora McDonald and Foreign Service played, yet this movie makes no reference or very little to that.
Well, it's in that sense, it's unfortunate because the Canadians, we were involved for the 3 months. But I think that the surrounding commentary, when some of the commentary comes out, Ben Affleck's own comments, in a way, puts it in better proportion. Because the Canadian staff, I'm not talking about myself as any primary example, all put themselves at risk for 3 months. The operation was done very smoothly. We'd thought it out. We'd had some discussions with the CIA. The CIA agent, Tony Mendez, was in Tehran for the last day and a half, and we worked with him. And one way or the other, it had a successful conclusion. The movie, and I think that's the nature of movies, exaggerates some parts of it. And during the course of it, the Canadian role isn't as evident or visible as it actually was. But this is something Ben Affleck and I addressed, and it's a bit, the viewer is going to have to take the movie and bring back a sense of proportion following our discussions, that the Canadian role was crucial, that it was very assertive, and that the idea that we took all the credit is as suggested by some of the players in the movie, isn't reality. Mm.
And we should point out that the script for this movie is based on a novel and a script written by the CIA agent Mendoza, who you did meet there but was involved. But
yes, that's right.
He's taken some liberty in the facts and the flair for.
Well, I guess you have a book and you have Hollywood and you got an exciting movie, which I hope the viewers keep in mind that Canada's role was vital.
And while I have you, and given the current circumstances here with the embassies under threat around the world, what is your sense of the current climate out there?
Well, I think it's there's no short-term solution. That sounds a little trite, but that's the reality. It's going to take time. The countries are after particularly the overthrow of some of the dictators, want some dignity, want some justice. They want some economic benefits, and the frustration is heightened by the day-to-day perception that things aren't much better for them than they were before. And this is something that particularly speaking of the advanced countries, or China, Russia, the West, are going to have to grapple with.